You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all.
And it just fucking irks the shit out of me.
Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Florentine at barstoolsports.com is the email address. If you see anything out there that might be good for the podcast, please send it that way at that address. Merchandise, I got this. No, you don't. T-shirts and also Yuck T-shirts are in the Barstool Sports merchandise store. Just go to their website and look up Everybody's Awful. You'll find all the stuff there. Tour dates, November 6th, 7th. I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. They can only sell 40 tickets, so if you want to go to one of the shows tonight, get a ticket now. It's probably going to be sold out. It's good that it's only 40 people, because then I'm like, yeah, I sold out another show, sold out another one and another one. It's fucking beautiful. Cameo, if you want a message, go to cameo.com/Jim Florentine or Special Ed from Crank Anchors. That metal show mask, if you want one, jimflorentine.com. And the song in the beginning of the show, once again, is by Turbo Lovers, a song called Reckless Love. Check them out if you like that AC/DC kind of sound to your music. These guys are good. Turbo Lovers, they're out of Akron, Ohio. Reckless Love is that song. All right, I think we're, let's move on. Look, I'm going to read this one email, this one thing that I got sent to me, and it's just like, just be happy you're not this person. Whatever's going wrong in your life, whatever faults you have, just be happy that you are not this woman who is very mad that things didn't go right when she went to go get her breakfast sandwich. She gave this, I guess it was a Tim Hortons, which is, like a Canada's version of Dunkin' Donuts. She was going through the drive-thru, and she gave it 1 star. My experience was horrible today. A gentleman who was employed was in the drive-thru sweeping. The busiest time of day, he's out there sweeping. I almost hit him twice. I also did not get what I ordered. I ordered the 2-for-4 breakfast sandwich and also 1 sandwich on a bagel. I got 3 breakfast sandwiches on an English muffin. Come on, Tim Hortons. You need to get it together. If my order is wrong, it ruins my whole day. How could you hit a guy that's sweeping up in a drive-thru? Okay, sorry if it was the busiest time of day. Maybe somebody dropped some shit or whatever was in the drive-thru. He just didn't go out there, go, oh, you know, it's 8:30 in the morning. There's 17 cars online. Go sweep. Somebody actually spilled something, I'm sure. There was shit all over the place. Somebody probably complained. How do you almost hit a guy twice in the drive-thru? How fast are you going? Right, you go up to the window, you go up to that friggin' speaker, and you order, and then you drive up to the window. How did you almost hit him twice? How fast? You can't go more than, what, 3 miles an hour in a drive-thru? You said it was the busiest time, but you almost hit him twice. And it ruined your day that they didn't get your order right. Why don't you look at the order before you pull away? It seems like you go there a lot because you say it ruins your day. Does that really ruin your day that instead of, you got a fucking breakfast sandwich on an English muffin instead of a bagel? Is that really that much of a problem? Is there really that much taste, a difference in taste in an English muffin than a fucking bagel? But this ruined your day and you were to write 1 star. Because a guy was doing his job. They sent the guy out there to sweep during the drive-thru. Maybe there was some glass. Who the fuck knows? They sent him out there to sweep, and God forbid you almost hit him twice. Don't let him do his job. The guy's making, what, $8 an hour? A guy sweeping at Tim Hortons? Can't leave the fucking guy alone? just be happy and not this person, that she actually pulls away from a drive-thru and then realizes she got the wrong order. Instead of opening the sandwiches up, if this happened before, because obviously it has, because she said if her order is wrong, it ruins her whole day. Not just, you know, not just the morning, the whole day. So the whole day, whatever job she has to go to, she's a bitch. When she gets home to her family, she's a bitch. And even at night, she's still tossing and turning. Because they put that on an English muffin instead of a fucking bagel. Once again, be happy you're not this person. You could just open the bag when you get your stuff and go, hey, listen, I said on a bagel, not an English muffin. Okay, sorry, give us 1 second. And then they take the shit back and then they fix it. But no, you can't do that because that would be too easy. Then I won't be able to complain. I won't be able to put a 1 star anywhere. Chris sent me an email. I guess I did an email about this guy's Facebook post a while ago, or maybe a few weeks ago. I'm not sure which guy it is. But this guy is very mad that he had a baby and everyone didn't acknowledge that he had a baby on Facebook. He writes, I truly want to thank all of those who reached out to me and congratulated us on our new little one. I decided to go through social media and see who actually responded to our life-shattering good news. Anyone who didn't see it or responded, I removed. If one of the greatest moments of my life can't bother someone to click like, I seriously don't need them anywhere near or involved with me. I went from 331 friends to currently 167. I seriously suggest everyone going through the same process because it's a wonderfully liberating to know that anyone reading this remotely cares and anyone that didn't is already gone. Two individuals who are incredibly political in my favor, but I think the removal of them as they don't care about my life will be drastically beneficial. So this guy, when he said we just had a baby, if you didn't respond with a like, he got rid of you. He even acknowledged that maybe they didn't see it, but he got rid of you anyway. Maybe somebody wasn't on Facebook or was just tired of looking at their fucking nonsense. You know, they gotta, you know, wish 19 people, you know, a happy birthday because it's on that day. Like, now I gotta go to this guy's wall and this and that. Maybe the guy didn't feel like going there, but since he missed a day, he's no longer a friend because he didn't get a like. This is what this guy's worried about. You have a brand new baby. You're in the hospital with your fucking woman. You're making sure everything's okay. It's an I went through it. But this is what this guy's wondering. This is what bothers this guy as he just had a fucking brought somebody into this world. How many likes? If he didn't get enough likes, if he has 337 friends and he didn't get 337 likes, he's pissed off. How could people not like that I just had a kid? I don't know. Maybe because you already fucking told him when you knocked up your chick, you know, and then you go, hey, I'm having a fucking gender reveal party. You want to come to that? And then you had to go to, you know, every woman had to go to the fucking baby shower. And then maybe you had, who knows, maybe you had an engagement party in there. You had 6 different things. How many fucking times do I need you to pat you on the back that you came inside your girl and you made a baby? Tell me. Tell me how that's a miracle. Because you know if this guy's bitching about this, you know that they fucking had that dumb gender reveal party. You know that they had that. Okay, we already told you, congratulations. When you told me you knocked up your chick, hey, congratulations. And we had that fucking party to find out the sex. We fucking patted you on the back. Now we got to do it again? Because now the baby's born? What else? What about on the trip from the way home in the hospital, right? When you put the kid in the car seat for the first time and you drive the fucking baby home. We got to pat you on the back that you made it home. You didn't get in an accident. We got to do that too? Because that's a big moment too. Just curious. Be happy you're not this guy too. That this is what he's worried about. You know what I mean? It's embarrassing. Like, there's anyone going, thank God I made the cut. Thank God I liked his post, or he would have got rid of me as a friend. This guy is threatening people on Facebook because he had a kid and people didn't see the fucking post. Who gives a shit? I didn't get that many likes. Like I said, it's fucking high school shit. It's high school. So now the people that he got rid of, they go back there 3 days later. They don't see any more of his posts. Like, dude, I haven't seen your posts on Facebook. Or did you, get rid of your fucking account? No. Dude, you probably didn't like my picture. Might like my post, so I got rid of you. Is that the conversation two adults should be having? Seriously, is that what's going on? Yeah, but I didn't see it. I wasn't. I deleted the Facebook app off my phone, or maybe I had to get a new phone, and I had to start fucking putting new apps on, and I forgot my password, and I got locked out. Or I posted something political and they fucking suspended me for a week. Yeah, I didn't say, oh, okay, well, I didn't know. And now you got to go back and add that. What the fuck? Don't live in this world. You know what I mean? If you got to worry about this shit. Anyone that pulls this crap on you, get rid of them as a friend. Distance yourself. Put them in long relief, like in baseball. A guy's not pitching good. He's a number five starter and he's starting to suck. They just put him in the mop up innings. You know, if they're down 8-0 in the second, they stick this guy in just to fucking eat innings. He'll pitch, inning 2 through inning 7, just so all the other relievers can get a rest and they know the game's over. So they just throw you in. That's what you do to these kind of people. Fucking put them in a mop up role, like in baseball. It's insane. All right. This week is Random Rants, and we got a bunch of wedding stuff. There's about 4 or 5 different problems with people with weddings. You know, everyone's got to make a big deal. It's got to be extra, extra, crazy. I went to so many weddings when I was, in my 20s, all my friends, I got married, and there was never a problem where, this one didn't invite this one, and if you don't come to this one, and if you don't, I need everyone to wear this, and you need to write a letter on why you want to come to my wedding. None of this shit went on. But you got to realize that everybody's got to be special. And that day, just think about all these parents that raise their kids to have to be special, and they are special. No matter what they do, they could do no wrong. And then when it comes to their wedding, if everything doesn't go perfect, there's going to be a problem. I'm going to be mad. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? It's just a gathering of family and friends. You haven't seen in a while. You get together. You fuck, hey, congratulations, and you have a few drinks and you have a party. You put some fucking corny DJ, put some music on. You go out there and dance. You see people you haven't seen at the end, and you get a hotel room, you get fucked up. And the next day you're back home with a hangover. That's all a wedding is. So this woman, their wedding got postponed because of coronavirus, right? So then she has to reschedule it, but you can't have that many people at her wedding. So for people to come to the next wedding that she had to postpone that were on the original list, she wants you to write a 500-word essay on why you should come to her wedding. And the best ones, the best essays on why they should be invited will be allowed to attend the wedding, which also is a destination wedding. Look, I said this before when we covered destination weddings. Anyone that has a destination wedding is a cunt. No way around it. None. Any woman that plans a destination wedding is a cunt. You're not unless you pick up everybody's expenses unless you pick up everybody's plane tickets, hotels, you know, maybe they got to take off time from work. You know, maybe they want to stay an extra day. They're going to miss work on Monday. There's a personal day that they really wanted to use later in the year, but now they got to use now. You take care of all that bullshit, then that's fine. Other than that, you're a cunt. Who gives a shit what beach it's going to be on? If it's in Hawaii or you know, Cape Cod or whatever, any kind of beach. As long as you're on the beach, every fucking beach looks the same. It's the same sand with the same fucking water. Who gives a shit where it is? It could be a beach 20 minutes away. Let's fucking suspend disbelief and pretend we're in Hawaii when we only had to go 20 minutes down the road in New Jersey to fucking do it on a beach. But no, let's take fucking, you know, two connecting flights to get to Hawaii, right? Just so we can be on that beach. So this woman wants you to write, I'm sorry, it's a 250-word essay on why you should come to her wedding. Here's my 250-word essay. You know, look, hey, even if your wedding was walking distance from my house, I still wouldn't want to come to your wedding. If it was right down the street, if I live fucking three doors down from a VFW hall, a firehouse where you're going to have a wedding, I still wouldn't come. Like I said, you're asking me to take off work, pay for a plane ticket, rent a car, and get a hotel for a few days to watch you say, I do. Why don't you two assholes fly to whatever island you're going to go to by yourselves and then have a big party for your family and friends when you get back? No one needs to witness you two exchanging I do's. We're going to believe you. No one's going to double check that. No one's going to go, wait a minute, I have a feeling he didn't say yes. When they did the wedding vows, I have a feeling he said no at the last second. No one's going to double check. Wait a minute. I just need proof. Before I come to your big party in 3 weeks, I need proof that you both said yes. Look, I'm sure you're going to film the vows anyway and put them on social media, so who gives a shit? I don't know how many words I'm at, but in closing, go fuck yourself. And for your wedding present, I got an extra crock pot sitting in my garage collecting dust to give you since I never opened the thing when someone gave it to me before my wedding. There you go. Here's my fucking crusty fucking crock pot that's got dust all over it. Here's your fucking wedding gift. Can you imagine the nerve of this woman to go, like, you know, even with her good friends that she grew up with, that you have to write an essay on why you should be invited to go fly to somewhere, some fucking exotic island, or who the fuck, I don't even know where it is, to go to her wedding. Seriously, my essay would be three words. Not even that. The three words, go fuck yourself. I don't know, once, but it's supposed to be 500 words. All right, so I'll write it 166 times. Go fuck yourself. I don't know if it's 250 or 500, whatever. But I'll write it 166 times. Times three is what, 498? And then I'll write go fuck for 500. Think about it, man. Like, the only thing worse than having to buy a plane ticket to fly to somewhere to go to a wedding is doing homework to be allowed to go buy a plane ticket and fly to some place to go to a wedding. Not only do you have to buy a ticket and spend all this money, but you have to fucking do homework before you do it, before you're honored to be in their presence. You know what? You know what? It's... there's only two things I'd write an essay to get. a Black Sabbath reunion concert one more time with the original band and maybe, I don't know, a blowjob from Megan Fox. I'll write a fucking essay on that. It's my day, my wedding day, yay. Now, this woman actually admitted that she cheated on her husband a week before their wedding. So this woman's married to this dude, right? They're married like 8 years. She gets drunk one night with one of her girlfriends and says that I cheated on my husband a week before the wedding and I never told him because I felt pressured that I had to get married and I wasn't really into it, but I didn't want to say anything. And on my bachelorette party, I was drinking with my friends. I was bummed out that, a week from now I'm getting married. I was afraid to say anything to him that I didn't think I was ready. And I got drunk and I was going to the bathroom and I met this guy in a hallway at a bar, going to the bathroom. They started talking. They started making out. The guy took her into the stall in the bathroom and fucked her in the bathroom. She said it was meaningless and soulless and not satisfying sex in a stall of a bathroom at a bar. Yeah, probably not. Yeah, when a guy's dropping a deuce next to you, you know, when he's moaning and groaning in the other stall for different reasons, yeah, it's probably not going to be satisfying. I have a feeling you might not get anything. You know, when you're holding your nose as a guy's fucking you in a stall because of the smell, yeah, I could see you not getting that much pleasure out of it. So the wife tells the friend 8 years later about this, that she cheated, and the friend goes, you need to tell your husband about it. And she's like, I don't know if I can. I don't know. I don't want to friggin' break his heart. And the woman goes, well, then I'm telling him. And the woman, her friend, told the husband. And the husband wound up divorcing her when he found out 8 years later that she cheated a week before a wedding. She describes herself as a self-described people pleaser. She was just bad at articulating what she wanted, is what she said. Yeah, she definitely pleased a guy right in the fucking bathroom. I mean, that's a good sport. You meet a guy in a hallway of a bathroom. You talk for a minute or two. You start making out. And you bring him right in the stall. You're a good sport. You are a people pleaser, that's for sure. There should be more people pleasers. But yeah, so the guy, you know, got mad. I get it. But look, the husband filing for divorce right after hearing this 8 years later probably meant he was looking for an excuse anyway. Look, if she wasn't into it a week before her wedding and she didn't want to get married, you think 8 years in she's into it? Look, it wasn't right for the friend to say something to the husband. You know what I mean? Like, that's not your place. If it was his sister, you know what I mean? The guy's sister, I get her telling. But look, the moral story is if your friend says, you tell your friend something in confidence, she'll tell your secret and fuck up your whole life. So be careful. This woman writes, you know, this whole thing. She goes, you know, looking back, you know, I was certain I loved the guy, but also resenting him for wanting me to tie me down. My resentment manifested as cheating. I wanted to regain a sense of control of my relationship with my fiance, and I went about it in the most immature way possible. Yeah, right. So let's get this straight. When a woman cheats on her fiance, it's a manifestation of a resentment for him wanting to tie her down in the relationship. But when a man cheats on his fiance, he's a scumbag. Okay, I got it. That sounds a lot better. It was my manifestation of her resentment for wanting him to tie her down in the relationship. Okay. That's good. You know what is good? Butcher Box. Butcher Box is back, sponsored a podcast, this week's podcast. Thanksgiving's coming up. How great is that to have food all over the place? You eat like an animal. You hang out. You watch football all day. Butcher Box is doing a special offer for this Thanksgiving. Butcher Box is offering new members a turkey for free in their first box. That's an entire turkey for free in your first box. How great is that? Just go to butcherbox.com/Florentine. That's butcherbox.com/Florentine. You don't have to buy a turkey. Butcher Box is the best meat shipped right to your door, which means one less trip to the grocery store, right? Options like 100% grass-fed, finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork. It's the way meat should be. With Butcher Box, you get the highest quality meat for around $6 a meal, and then they even have free shipping nationwide except for Alaska and Hawaii. So listen, your first time, you want to try Butcher Box out, you got Thanksgiving coming up, you get a free turkey in your first box. ButcherBox.com/Florentine. That's ButcherBox.com/Florentine. Try Butcher Box out, all right? Each box got a 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals. Packed fresh and ship frozen and vacuum sealed so it stays that way. You can customize your box, whatever kind of meat you want. And for First Crime subscribers to Butcher Box, you get a free turkey for Thanksgiving. How beautiful is that? ButcherBox.com/Florentine. All right. The last time I got a free turkey, probably about 15 years ago, me and my friends that I haven't seen in a while went to a strip club the night before Thanksgiving, and we won a free turkey in a raffle at a strip club. We won the raffle. I didn't know what the, I'm like, I can't take this turkey home. My friend's like, I can't take it. I'm like, you take it. Nah, you take it. I couldn't tell my mom, look, here's another turkey. I won at a strip club down the street. It was beautiful. I never won anything. I won one other time something else, but that's another story. But I won a free turkey at a strip club. It's beautiful. All right. Let's get back to more awful brides. Now, here's another woman who she found out like a month before her wedding that her fiancé was cheating on her. And she wound up calling off the wedding because she caught him. She caught this dude cheating. Her boyfriend, they were engaged for like 6 years or something like that. A month before, 6 months before, leading up to the wedding, she found out. And then she wants to reveal all the red flags she ignored to help others who were in bad relationships. Look, everybody already knows red flags in a relationship. You don't have to, you know, put this whole thing out on social media. This is what happened to me. But somehow, you know how she caught him? It's weird, though. She said somehow his text messages got synced up to her laptop. That's weird. After his text message accidentally synced up to her laptop 90 days before their wedding. They had been together 6 years when his text message revealed he had been seeing another woman behind her back for the last 6 months. After they broke up, she founded a company to offer support to those who have to call off their engagements and weddings. She caught him one time. They were in bed, and he got a text message coming through, and it was a girl's tits. So she goes, "What's that?" He goes, "Oh, it's my friend who's engaged." Because I guess he put the girl's number under his friend's name, Steve or whatever, right? So then all of a sudden, Steve pops up, and it's tits, a picture of tits. And she goes, "What's that?" She goes, "Oh, Steve. You know, even though he's engaged, he's getting married soon. He's cheating on his fiance, and he sent me pictures of this girl that he's cheating with." That's how quick this guy came up with that. In bed with this woman. That guy's a fucking pro. He's a professional cheater. That you can come up with that quick. So she believed it. She goes, "Well, Steve's a piece of shit. I know, but don't say anything because I don't want to cause any problems." So he covers that up. And then she walked into a bar one time, and the guy was rubbing, and he saw her boyfriend rubbing this girl's thigh. So there are her red flags. But it's just weird how all of a sudden, accidentally, his text messages were syncing up to my laptop. That's bullshit. She was spying on him. Look, she says in the article that it was red flags, so she started checking his text. You know, if this is true that these text messages were syncing, like they were syncing up to her laptop, shouldn't she have told him, hey, listen, your text messages are popping up on my laptop for some reason. That's pretty sneaky of her. I'm sure she would have been furious if they were syncing up to his laptop and he was reading all of her text messages. Imagine that. Even though she wasn't doing anything, all of a sudden they were popping up. A month later, goes, listen, for the last month, your text messages for some reason show up on my laptop. Why didn't you tell me? I don't know. I didn't even think about it. It's just weird. It's just weird how all of a sudden they started syncing up. At least tell the truth. Go, look, I didn't trust him, so I fucking rigged his phone, and they started coming through my laptop so I could see what was going on. Don't fucking accidentally. Yeah, right. But now the guy got caught with this girl, and he's still with her. The fiance, of course, they're trying to fucking own it. Whenever you get busted in something big like that, you can't just, you know, the person you're cheating with, you can't just drop them a month later and then have nobody. You know, because you look like a real asshole. I mean, you already look like an asshole. You're cheating right before your wedding. The wedding gets called off. But if you dump that girl that you're cheating with, you look like a fucking, like, that was a dumb move. So instead, they stay with the cheater. You know what I mean? The one that, now look, see, I love this person. No, this is the right one for me. Meanwhile, you know, so she already knows this guy was getting married and she was, you know, he's cheating behind her back. Yeah, she's really going to trust him. And this guy's like, yeah, he's not going to do it again. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Let's get an update on this story in about a year. But she said that the guy was mean to her. You know, of course, you pick out any little problems you have in a relationship. Everyone does that, right? The three or four times where you had a blowout fight or someone was mean or said something mean to you, you always remember them. You don't remember the good times. So this woman said that she had like a stomach flu and she wanted him to drive her to hospital. And he didn't want to do it. He's like, I'm not driving you. You're faking it. You're full of shit. You're a drama queen. And she's like, I started puking in the house. Telling him, please take me. I don't want to call an ambulance because I don't have insurance or some bullshit. So he's like, fine, get in the car. So he's all mad that he has to drive me to the ER. And on the way there, he didn't even rush to the ER. He stopped to get a sandwich at a drive-thru and ate the sandwich as I was puking out the window. That's pretty impressive. The guy was able to eat a sandwich while she's puking out the window. You know what I mean? Like, that didn't even bother him. And, you know, she made these videos, I guess, on TikTok about her whole situation. And 4.1 million people have watched it. That means there's 4.1 million women out there who are accusing their boyfriend or fiance of cheating and are looking through his emails and texts. Right now, all of a sudden, like, hey, the other night when you said you were, you know, you were going to be home at 11, you didn't come home till 1. What was going on? That's what's going on right now. They accidentally came on there. She's not sure how. Her thing in her profile, she says, I have a ton of empathy for people. Okay, well, why didn't you have empathy for your fucking fiance? Say he's got problems, there's something wrong, he's not wired right, he cheated on me. But I have empathy and I'm not going to dump him and I'm not going to make videos that 4.1 million people can see so I can call him out. If you had empathy, you probably would have tried to work it out. That's what I'm thinking. Now here's one more wedding story. Just these fucking... Look at all this fucking aggravation. about this big overrated day. Everything could go smooth. It really can. You know what I mean? Whatever little problems arise on that day, fucking figure it out and just deal with it. It's a lot fucking better than getting all stressed out. But this guy wanted to ban his own brother from his wedding. He's getting married, right? And his brother has this longtime girlfriend. And he tells his brother on the phone that's getting married, hey, listen, man, during your wedding, I want to propose to my girlfriend at your wedding. And he's like, no, you can't. He's like, why? It'll be a perfect time because my family will be there and all this shit. And I'll propose to her, like running the dance floor in the middle of the wedding at some point. And he's like, no, you can't. And he banned his brother from the wedding because he didn't want him to do that. Because according to him, he says common knowledge is not to announce pregnancies or engagements at weddings. Where, who the fuck would know that? Really, it's common knowledge not to announce pregnancies or engagements at weddings? Is there also common knowledge not to masturbate during the cutting of the cake? That's probably common knowledge. So what happens if, you know, halfway through the wedding, before a fucking slow song, hey, we're going to bring the fucking bride and groom back out. But first, here's the groom's brother. He wants to take the mic. Hey, listen, will you marry me? Yes. Oh, my God. And everyone claps. Okay, back to the bride and groom. Is that really? You can't take the focus off of you for fucking 3 minutes? So your brother can do it there, too? So the guy that was getting married went to Reddit. He posted this whole thing on Reddit to complain about it. Nobody knew about your story if you didn't put it out there. Only you and your immediate family would know what was going on. But instead, you make a big deal out of it. I told this story before at my brother's wedding. I was in a wedding party. We're on the altar at the church, at the Catholic church. And I farted really loud. And we could not stop laughing for like 15 minutes or really loud. My sister-in-law was so mad because I forgot what I did while we were laughing so hard. And I texted her like 2 months ago. I probably told this story a couple months ago, but I texted her. I go, why were we laughing at the altar? She goes, because you farted was... the text message back. And then when I told you I was the best man, and when I went to give him his ring, you know, the best man on the altar, I pulled out a stink bomb, a glass stink bomb, and handed it to him. I had the ring too, but I handed him the stink bomb first at the altar. That's what I did. Did my brother go to Reddit and complain? No, he fucking thought it was funny. Did he go, dude, you shouldn't have farted on the altar? No, he didn't say that, and he had no problem with the stink bomb. Yeah, that's what he did. But this guy, God forbid. My brother does it at my wedding. Look, I wouldn't have cared if my brother took a shit in the middle of the dance floor at my wedding. I wouldn't have. It'll take about 3 minutes of time, you know, during a 4-hour reception for this guy to just go, hey, can I, you know, propose to my chick? A DJ stops the music. That's it. And he goes, yeah. She goes, yes. And everyone goes, yay. They take a picture and the DJ puts some fucking dumb wedding song back on. That's all that could have happened. But no. Look, maybe this guy didn't want to go to his brother's wedding. Said I was away to make it up. So he would get uninvited. Maybe. You know, he obviously his brother's a fucking baby. I'm going to go on Reddit and talk about my brother. He's going to propose at my wedding. It's my day. What a fucking baby. Everybody knows. Nobody knows that. It's not common knowledge that you're not allowed to announce a pregnancy or engagement at weddings. Who the fuck knows that? All right. Let's get off this wedding bullshit. I'm so aggravated. My nephew's getting married at some point. It got rescheduled. I don't even know if I want to go now after hearing all this stuff. So David sent us in. He said that, you know that board game Scrabble? Well, they've just recently banned 236 words. He writes, "Dear Jim, not sure if you saw this, but the Scrabble Association was pressured to ban offensive slurs. So they not only banned the N-word, they banned all sorts of offensive words, most of which are not even slurs. The best part is these crybabies could not even publish these words outright. They had to scramble them so them seeing them would not offend anybody." So some of the words that they banned in Scrabble include jailbait, crapper, twat, jizz. For some reason, it doesn't include pussy or dildo, but does include Dick, Johnson, and Nancy. Of course, George Carlin's famous seven words bit, they only miss tits. And this is David, keep writing. He goes, "I understand this climate as a working comic. You may be hesitant to touch upon this, but it seems to me the woke left are so much like the religious right of the 90s, but many times worse. I know you remember those killjoy assholes who wanted to ban everything from heavy metal to Dungeons and Dragons. That's exactly the same thing, but they are succeeding. I do not play Scrabble, and I'm pretty sure you do not either. But I know this will incur your... You will piss you off. But perhaps one way to spice up this game is to only allow these 236 offensive words. Good idea." And then he goes, "On a related matter, I'm not a Redskins fan, but I'm also bummed about them being forced to change their name. That team is almost 100 years old, and even though they have sucked for 20 years, they are part of NFL history and a part of the old school NFL football, something that seems to be dying out. Anyway, keep up the rage, anger, and disgust for shitty people." No, what he writes, like, "I understand this climate as a working comic. You may be hesitant to touch upon this." Of course I'm going to touch on this. No, of course it's worse. Look, yeah, he's right. In the 80s, it was all about banning heavy metal because they were fucking sexist. And, they worshiped the devil. And the religious right was always trying to get, like, Howard Stern off the air. Parent Teachers Council was one fucking group. And all these religious people, this is disgusting. And it was always the conservatives. And now it's the fucking, yeah, it is the fucking liberal fucking far left that's offended by everything and are getting words banned, which is fucking, it's insane. I just ignore it. I just do my thing. I don't worry about it. I'm not playing to that audience of them banning words. I don't give a shit. I do my podcast. I say whatever the fuck I want. I go on stage. I say whatever the fuck I want. And that's it. I don't listen to anybody, and I'm not listening to any of this shit, and whatever jokes I'm going to say on stage, I'm going to say. Those people are not coming to a comedy club, so I'm not worried about them. Even if they were, goodbye, get the fuck out. And everybody else will be like, yeah, goodbye, you got offended by that, too fucking bad. So yeah, it is embarrassing that this is what's going on, that they are, pretty much, trying to ban everything. But yeah, no, I don't play Scrabble. I probably the last time I played was 12, and who gives a shit? And that's a good idea. Just do a 236 offensive words. I mean, if you think about it, anyone that actually plays Scrabble is someone who would get offended by words. Look, unless you're bored on a family vacation or you're playing with your kid, nobody should play Scrabble. It's a terrible board game that only leads to fights. People bitching that's not really a word. That's not a word. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Look it up. Who gives a shit? I love these lists of words, though. Jailbait, crapper, twat, jizz, dick. That actually looks like the notes for my set list when I do stand-up. When I have a little set list that I put on the stage sometimes, that looks like my set list. Where I just write, jailbait, crapper, twat, jizz. I would want to go see that comic that wants to talk about those four topics. Look, I get it. You don't, Well, how is that banned? Like, you can make up your own words no matter how much you want to play, like Scrabble. Whoever wants to play can make up their own. If someone wants to use the N-word in a fucking, you know, in a Scrabble game, they can. Is anyone going to call the police? Is anyone going to take a picture of it and post it maybe on social media? Go, look what this guy did. I'm offended. You know what I mean? But the word jism? Really, you're going to, you know, that one's banned? Like, even if you were playing with the Pope, you'd be like, wow, that's a good one. That's 15 points. The Pope wouldn't even care. Look, the most shocking thing about this article is that there are people who still play fucking Scrabble. I can't remember the last time I saw somebody over the age of 10 play a board game. Oh, we bought board games. This is going to be a fun vacation. Ugh. You want to play Scrabble? Let's play. Is that a word? I think it is. Remember everyone used to play that fucking Pictionary bullshit? That was another one. You know, that was fucking the hot game for a while. Everybody always played. Let's play Pictionary. Look, no, draw. No, it's a look, look. Oh, no, it's make faces. Oh, is that a cat? Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Yuck. You know what somebody should do during a Pictionary game when everyone around the table with their little fucking pads and their pencils, just like my friend did during the Super Bowl? They were playing cards in his own basement, in his own house, in his own basement with fucking chips and cash and everything on the table. And he lost a hand because a guy bluffed. I think he fucking went, I don't know, maybe he might have went down with like, you know, aces and jacks. And this guy bluffed and had like a pair of twos. And the guy won this huge hand. My friend at his own house got up on the table, pulled his pants down, and shit right on the table. At his own house. And everyone's like, oh, game's over now. That's what should happen if anyone breaks out a game of Scrabble.